Ryan Honey, Executive Director of Takah, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And Mark Breslin, Takah's Artistic Director, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So Ryan, let's start with you. Takah opened the Temporary in August 2017. What was the goal of having this kind of incubator space?
Sure, yeah. We wanted to have a proof of concept to show that we were the right team to do what we envisioned doing and that the community needed it. And it's been a runaway success. I mean, we've been overwhelmed by the community support, by the number of people who have come. Over 25,000 people have come to the Temporary. So it really achieved everything we hoped it would achieve.
Mark, as you curated events for the Temporary, what did you learn about the appetite for arts and culture in the Mid-Valley?
We wanted to do a little bit for everybody, which we did do. But music was not necessarily the biggest draw. Could be comedy, events with nonprofits, fundraisers, things that I wasn't quite sure that was going to happen like that, and it did. Theater was very successful. So it wasn't music in the forefront.
So Ryan, remind us, why is the Temporary closing its doors now?
So we had a two-year lease on that space, and in that lease, because we got a sweetheart deal, there was a clause that the landlord could ask us to vacate with 90 days notice, and they asked us to vacate.
Well, let's talk about this new space. Remind us about this project and where it's located in Willits.
Sure, yeah. So we're calling the new theater the Contemporary, and it's two blocks down from the Temporary, where we have a 99-year lease on a parcel of land. So it's really one of the last parcels in Willits to get developed. It's on the corner of Market Street and Willits Lane, right at the end there of the commercial core. Beautiful design that we have planned. It'll be about 35% larger than the space we currently have, as well as a community room and real infrastructure for production. So we'll be able to do a lot more in terms of community events, educational programming, and also just have a much easier time producing events. I mean, the Temporary was terrific, but it was a difficult space to work in because it's not optimized as a theater, as a performance space. We made it into one, which was fun, but it's going to be really nice to have a building that's built for this purpose.
And Mark, as you think about programming for this larger space, what really excites you? What do you have your eye on?
A little bit more theater, bigger comedy names, so more name acts. We were doing a lot of up-and-coming acts, regional acts, so the name acts are the ones we're going to focus on.
So Ryan, you've said that you're aiming for a 2020 opening for the Contemporary. What needs to happen to meet that deadline?
Well, we're fundraising aggressively and successfully, and we feel like if we can continue to do that between now and October 1st, we will break ground in October, and it's about a 12-month construction period that, you know, you never know until you've got the shovels in the ground, but I have every confidence that we're going to be breaking ground in the fall.
I want to talk a little bit about what you're hearing from the community. What are people saying about what having a cultural center in the Mid-Valley has meant to them?
I think in the 20 months that we've operated the Temporary, the Mid-Valley has really developed its own cultural identity. And so I think we came in at the right moment for the Mid-Valley. We were what the Mid-Valley needed. And I think people will not let that go away.
Ryan Honey, Executive Director of Takah, and Mark Breslin, Takah's Artistic Director, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.